put medical care in custody. In global news, South Africa slams U.S. human rights report as deeply flawed. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezinowinga with the Phoenix FM News at 13 hours. The details. A full bench of the Pretoria High Court has postponed indefinitely the hearing of the application for leave to appeal in the Edgar Lungu repatriation case. Delivering the bench's ruling this morning, Deputy Judge President Aubrey Lendwaba stated that the application for leave to appeal is postponed sine die. The adjournment leaves the matter at the High Court level suspended without a new date and comes as the family of the late former head of state escalates the dispute to the Constitutional Court, citing the urgency of the case. On August 8, 2025, the Zambian government won a legal battle against the Lungu family, securing an order for the body to be handed over to Zambian authorities for a state funeral following his death on June 5, 2025. The family was, however, dissatisfied with the ruling and applied for leave to appeal, halting the repatriation process. Meanwhile, governance activist Isaac Mwanza has advised the Zambian government to reconsider its ongoing pursuit of the repatriation case involving the late former president, suggesting that the funds being spent could be better used to address more pressing national issues. Mr. Mwanza notes that the legal complexities surrounding the case, particularly the family's constitutional challenges, could further prolong proceedings, noting the financial burden on taxpayers.
Our view is that the government must reconsider whether they want to continue pursuing this case and spending a lot of taxpayers' money on this case. We have a lot of people that are getting to South Africa, spending a lot of money in South Africa, both from government side, from the media, and also from the family side. That is the money that we could do, we could keep within our country and begin to do something with it. So our advice to the government is to appeal to them to say, let's go of this matter. Let us refocus on other things that can help this country to move forward rather than continuing to spend on this case that is proving to be an endless journey that we are on.
The Human Rights Commission has confirmed that former Cabinet Minister Dr. Tshimba Kambwili, who is currently detained at the Lusaka Central Correctional Service Facility, is receiving medical care with no indication so far that his health needs exceed the capacity of the medical personnel attending to him. Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Mleya says the Commission's findings following a recent visit to the facility revealed that Dr. Kambwili has been receiving adequate medical attention since his transfer to Lusaka from Kasama on August 5, 2025. Mr. Mleya says Dr. Kambwili was placed in the facility's clinic to accommodate his health needs, including access to an elevated bed. He has since assured the public that the commission will continue to monitor Dr. Kambwili's health and take further action if necessary, based on professional medical assessments. The commission's visits came in response to media reports and concerns raised by some stakeholders regarding Dr. Kambwili's alleged deteriorating health.
The commission had interaction with Dr. Tshimba Kambwili, the Zambia Correctional Service, and the medical personnel attending to him. 2 days later, after that intervention, we had the complaint from the Patriotic Front led by its acting president, Honorable Given Rubinda, to the effect that his health was deteriorating and the party needed the commission's intervention in the matter. The commission explained that the matter was already under its active attention.
The Healthcare Federation of Zambia has issued a dire warning about the state of the country's private healthcare sector, revealing that many facilities are on the brink of collapse due to delayed payments and rising operational costs. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Federation President Dr. Shailen Desai outlined the gravity of the situation, citing months of unpaid claims from the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, coupled with increased costs of doing business and stagnant reimbursement rates. He says due to lack of payments of up to 10 months from NIMA, the private sector is literally on its knees at present, with all NIMA-accredited health facilities owed in millions of kwacha. Dr. Desai has lamented how private facilities, including dental clinics and pharmacies, are expected to continue servicing patients without compensation, despite having to purchase medical supplies, stock pharmacies, pay utilities, and maintain cleanliness. He says the financial strain is forcing some facilities to turn away patients, not out of refusal, but out of sheer inability to provide services without funds.
The private sector is literally on its knees at present because of all these issues. If you look at not being paid for close to 10 to 11 months, and if a facility is then billing just 300,000 kwacha, that's already in the millions. How do you expect them to survive? And meanwhile, the taxman wants. So the private sector is on its knees and it's on the verge of collapse. A lot of facilities have started turning away patients under NIMA, not because they want to, but because they can't afford to. Now, in that case, it means doctors, nurses, general workers, support service staff are not doing any work. So very soon you will hear that we may have to start laying off employees.
In other stories, the Zambia Police Service has clarified that blogger Francis Kapwepwe, also known as Why Me, was arrested later than previously suggested, following statements made by Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga, who had initially denied knowledge of the arrest. Last month, rumors spread on social media claiming that Why Me had been arrested and had died in police custody. In response to these rumors, Mr. Hamonga expressed ignorance about the arrest, which led to speculation about the police's transparency when Why Me appeared in court unexpectedly. In an interview with Phoenix News, Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha has explained that Mr. Hamonga's initial denial was accurate, as the arrest had not yet occurred at the time of the rumors. Ms. Kaitisha further noted that the police had not made the arrest public afterward, as no media outlets had inquired about the matter.
You call me today to ask if Why Me has been arrested. I say no. Then a week later, he's arrested. You don't call me, then you assume he was arrested and we didn't give you the information. You're thinking you must be on assumption that the police knew that Why Me was in custody and they didn't want to review to you.
Moving on to foreign news, South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation has strongly rejected the latest U.S. human rights report on South Africa, calling it inaccurate, biased, and a distortion of the country's constitutional reality. A 21-page document released by Washington this week claimed that South Africa's human rights situation had significantly worsened, citing land expropriations from Afrikaners, abuses against racial minorities, and alleged extrajudicial killings in provinces like KwaZulu-Natal. The department has dismissed the claims as misleading, stressing that criminal suspects are formally charged in court and that the report relied on discredited accounts.
Donald Trump has insisted that Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky could end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wanted to. Mr. Trump made the remark on social media ahead of meeting Mr. Zelensky and Ukraine's European allies in Washington later. Mr. Zelensky has emphasized that peace must be lasting. The head of Ukraine's Kharkiv region now says at least 7 people were killed in the local capital in a dawn attack by Russian drones. Oleh Sinyakhobov said a 1.5-year-old girl and a teenage boy were among the dead. A senior Hamas official has told the BBC that the group has received a new ceasefire proposal from mediators, which it's currently reviewing. The official said the Hamas delegation expected to give a response as soon as possible.
That was the BBC reporting on other world news stories. Now we take a break. When we return, the business news.
A whole new flight for radio. The business news is brought to you by FNB. Health changes everything.
Mopani Copper Mines has announced a significant investment of 300,000 kwacha as the platinum sponsor for the 2025 Copperbelt Investment Expo. Announcing the development during a courtesy call on Copperbelt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Monza in Ndola today, Mopani Copper Mines Chief Services Officer Oscar Matebele emphasized the expo's importance in promoting growth and development in the province. Mr. Matebele said the expo serves